We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Happy New Year, January the 1st, 2015. And it's hard to believe that has come already. I can still think back to conversations I had back in the 1980s, and people were saying, and we're never going to be able to see 1987. And, now here we are in the year 2015. And I just want to speak a blessing over you today, and that is may God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. And may 2015, you know his presence, his power, and his purpose in your life. And so I'm sure that this morning there are a lot of people that are sleeping in a little bit later. A lot of people stay up and bring in the new year awake, and then they sleep in a little bit later that morning. So today we're going to be in Romans chapter 14, Romans the 14th chapter, and we want to say thank you again. Thank you to all those who listened last year. Thank you for those who visited our services. Thank you for those who gave financially. Thank you to those who we had the privilege of meeting and talking to. 2014 ended up being our best year ever as a congregation, and we're believing that 2015 is going to be even more impactful for the kingdom of God. And so thank you for making that happen and be a reality in our life. When you think about all of the things, the negative things that have happened in our county economically, with the loss of jobs in the past several years, and the kingdom of God is still going forward. And I'll just tell you this, back when the job losses out at the Space Center were first being announced, we were standing in our business meeting, and we were looking at what they were talking about, thousands and thousands of jobs being lost. And all of a sudden, it wasn't in my notes, it wasn't planned, I just felt something rise up in my spirit and say, this is not the time to shrink back, but it is the time to go forward. And I want to say thank you to Merit Assembly of God. They bought into that word, and we have been growing and increasing and supporting more missionaries, touching more lives here in Brevard County. Last year, the number of different people who attended our services from January through December increased substantially. Doesn't mean that they were never all there at one week. In 22 plus years of being the pastor at Merit Assembly of God, I've never had everybody at church in one week yet. But we still keep believing that it's possible. And so we're praying that 2015, that the kingdom and the nature of the kingdom is going to be adequately reflected right here in Brevard County and at Merit Assembly of God and here on the Refresh Radio broadcast. We do want to start off by saying thank you to those who help us out with a little bit of the expense of the Refresh Radio broadcast. And Bill Andriac with Creative AC Solutions has been a supporter of the program since the very beginning. He and his wife, Heidi. Heidi is our worship leader. When I talk to her, I say, how is my favorite worship leader doing? Because she is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman of God and leading worship. And her husband, Bill, are great assets to the body of Christ, and he has helped a number of people with air conditioning situations. And so if you need some help, call Bill 759-3284, 759-3284. So let's get into the Word of God today, and we're going to be in Romans chapter 14. We have been talking about what is life like inside the kingdom of God. What is life like inside the kingdom of God? And today I want to specifically talk about the nature of the kingdom of God. The nature of darkness and the nature of light are entirely different natures. The Bible talks about that in the last days that people will think us odd because we do not participate in the same things that they do, things that bring them pain and sickness and misery and heartache, and we choose not to do that. And I want you to understand that the reason for that is because the nature of the children of God is different than those who are of the children of darkness. Praise God for a different nature. I am so thankful that God did not embrace me and bring me into the kingdom of God to leave me the same mess I was before, but he transforms us into the likeness of his son. He changes our nature to where the things that we used to long for, we now despise, and the things that we used to avoid, now we run to and we embrace. I tease my parents every once in a while because when we were growing up, there were certain things that my dad had all of the time. And then there was this diet product that came out, and he was just, you know, talk bad about that product all of the time. And it's like, why would you want to do that? And you know, he'd say this. And then one year I went home, and he was now partaking of that diet product instead of the product that he used to partake of. And his nature, his desire changed over that situation. And God wants us to hunger and thirst after him. So Romans chapter 14, let's get into the Word today, shall we? And it says, verse number 16 of Romans 14, "Therefore do not let your good be spoken of as evil, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men." So let me read that again, verse number 17 and 18. "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men." To set the stage for you, there was some disagreement that was going on in the church at the time about what people could and could not eat. There was some contention. And you could go and you could read all about it in chapter 14. You could even find some back into chapter 13. And there were people who were trying to come up with a list of external rules that would adequately reflect life inside the kingdom of God. Now, if you do want a list, you could turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, and you will find that God is very concerned about our behavior. But that behavior extends beyond the length of our hair. It extends to beyond the type of skirts or dress that ladies wear and the way that they wear their hair and all of those things that we have tried for years to compel people to say, no, this is what holiness looks like. I want you to know that Paul says that that's not what the nature of the kingdom is like at all. Now, please allow me to explain that in Romans, it talks about that we used to use our bodies as instruments of wickedness, but now we use our bodies as instruments of righteousness. I'm not saying that God is not concerned about behavior. I believe that he is. But he goes on and he says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. It's not eating and drinking. It is not about this being on your menu or that being on your menu. It's not about something that is only going to have a temporary impact upon your life. I think back to when I was a kid and, right towards the end of my grandmother's life, she was a wonderful cook. She'd fix breakfast. She would eat two bites. Then she would pretty much declare herself to be full. And at that point in time, she would just be done. Everybody else is still eating away. She was full. And as soon as she was done with that, she said, now, what are we going to have for lunch? And at lunch, okay, now that was good. Two bites. What are we going to have for dinner? At dinner, what are we going to have for breakfast in the morning? And it was just one thing. Now, there was a lot of fun. You know, I just loved my grandmother to pieces. But I want you to know that life is more than food and drink. It is more than eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. It is not about that. It goes on here to describe what the nature of people in the kingdom of God is like. And it says, but the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. There are four elements right there that are mentioned of what a child of God in the kingdom of God looks like. First of all, a child of God lives in righteousness. Lives in righteousness. We recognize that Jesus Christ is our righteousness, that he has imparted that righteousness to us. And as a result of that tremendous gift that he has given to us, we have right standing with God, and in such a manner that it affects our behavior. If you said a prayer and your behavior did not transform to look more like Jesus, then there needs to be another trip to the altar, because it is a new birth process. A new birth process. In a natural childbirth, whenever the baby is inside, there's the amniotic fluid and the baby is sustained in that environment. But when it comes time to be born, it is because the confines of the womb have become too small for the baby. And so there is a delivery process. And in that process, the entire nature of life changes. No longer does that baby survive due to the amniotic fluid, but now it learns to breathe. Now it learns the necessity of taking in nutrition from its mother. The entire nature, and that baby is going to grow. And the same thing happens with us in our spiritual life. The nature that we used to exist in, it wasn't a nature of life, it was a nature of death. Life apart from God, we were dead. We were just waiting for the last death to expire. I call life apart from God not a lifestyle, but a death style. And Jesus comes and exchanges our death style for his lifestyle. And he says, if you are going to live as a child of God, it is going to be in righteousness. And you can talk about the two greatest commandments, and that is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like unto it, love thy neighbor as thyself. The nature of the kingdom of God is a nature of righteousness, where we operate by the law of agape, God-like, unconditional love. That doesn't mean that I'm free to pursue every relationship that I feel like relationship. But instead, you can look here in this passage that the person in the kingdom of God is looking for those things that are acceptable to God and approved by men. Acceptable to God and approved by men. So the kingdom of God, the nature of the kingdom of God, is righteousness. We are here on January the 1st, And we want to live this year in righteousness. I tell you that righteousness has benefits and unrighteousness has consequences. And you and I, we want the benefits of righteousness. And I want you to know that God wants you and I living in righteousness in the kingdom of God. It goes on and it says, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness. And second, it is peace. And if we were to take that back into the Hebrew, it would be shalom. It is more than just a peace. A lot of times people think of peace as an absence of conflict. And as long as my spouse and I aren't fighting, whoo, we've got peace. When actually what you might have is a volcano where the pressure inside the chamber is building and building, and things are beginning to take place underneath the surface that are anything but peace. The peace that God wants for us is a shalom. It is a peace where he's the king of that. It is a manifestation of his presence. It is a manifestation of his peace, where it is soundness of body, soundness of emotion, soundness of thought, soundness in our soul, in our spirit. It is soundness in our finances. It is soundness in our marriage. It is soundness at our job. It is soundness in every area of our life. He says, in the kingdom of God, there is peace. There is peace. You know, when you're at peace, you can sleep a lot better. When you're at peace, you can get a lot more work done. The devil wants to come along, and he is one who likes to sow seeds of discord and strife. He likes to keep the pot stirred up, if you will. He likes to keep this person over here mad at this person. Listen, we were to strive to keep the bond of peace and the spirit of unity as much as is possible within us. Listen, as a child of God, you are entitled to live in peace. Make every effort to live in peace. You should be one of the lowest drama people at your workplace. You should not have to worry about people wondering what you are saying behind their back, because they should know, look, they are here and they are doing their job. They're doing it to the glory of God. They're shining the light of Jesus Christ here. And so you should be an agent of peace. You should be an agent of peace. So the first two things that are mentioned about that are reflected in the nature of people in the kingdom of God is righteousness, a person who lives and acts like Jesus, and the second is that they are a person of peace. Look, I'm a relatively mild-mannered guy when it comes to getting along. I like for people to get along. I don't like for there to be strife and discord. I don't like fighting, but I am a person that believes in righteousness. If you want to believe that you can do things contrary to the word of God, I'm going to try and encourage you not to do that, because it's not in your best interest to violate the word of God. But I'm not going to be one that says, if you don't stop doing that, I'm going to punch you in the nose. I'm not going to do that. You have a choice to make. And you and I, we need to reflect that peace. If there is strife in your strife and discord in your home or wherever it might be, here is the course of action that I recommend that you take. First of all, I encourage you to ask God, God, is there any area in this situation that I am at fault? A lot of times we want to point out other people's fault before we look to see if we have any contributions that we've made to that situation. And the second is, see if there be any unclean way in me. And then the second thing is this, God, would you allow me to draw closer to you? Here is the thing. If I am being drawn closer on January the 1st, 2015 to Jesus than I've ever been, and you have been are being drawn closer to Jesus on January the 1st, 2015, closer than you've ever been, then guess what? We are going to have a greater lifestyle of peace. There was a person at one point in time that their personality and my personality was kind of like oil and water. They lived with a different priority lifestyle than what I did. And so we loved one another. You know, whenever we got together, it could be a little disconcerting at times. And one day something remarkable happened to the other person. They got saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then they were coming to see us. And I said, let's see how two Pentecostal believers get along now. Now that we both have the same priority scale, let's see how that situation works now. And I want you to know that people that we used to just be able to tolerate, couldn't really get along with, now all of a sudden, because both of us were saved, both of us were filled with the Holy Spirit, both of us had the Prince of Peace ruling and reigning in our life, that relationship took on a whole new dynamic. And now it is a tremendous blessing. The third thing it talks about is joy in the Holy Spirit. You, as a child of God, should be living in the joy that the Holy Spirit, let me say that again. You should be living in the joy God, the Holy Spirit, manifests for your life. You should be known more by your smile and by your countenance filled with joy than you should be for any of the complaining and murmuring. I'll be honest with you. I believe that we should reflect being baptized in joy a lot more than we reflect being baptized in lemon juice. Some people go around and they are just mad at the world, mad all the time, mad at this, mad at that, and then they wonder why they can't lead somebody to Jesus. And I tell our congregation, I said, you know, a lot of times whenever that is more reflective of our nature than the joy in the Holy Spirit, we go around telling everybody how bad things are, how miserable things are in our life. And then we say, and don't you want to ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life so you can be just as miserable as I am? And there's a disconnect there. The world's not looking for more misery. It's not looking for more rules and regulations and all of that sort of stuff. But they need peace. They need joy. They need righteousness. And we need to be walking. It is a supernatural gift that God has for us. The Christmas, we just celebrated it. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. I love that Christmas carol. Powerful, powerful words. You and I are messengers that we should be letting people know that there is not just an emotional joy, but there is an actual manifest joy that takes place in the lifestyle of those who are born in the kingdom of God. So we've got righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is absolutely essential for the life of a believer. He needs to be able to speak a still small voice into my life and bring corrective measures into my life. He needs to be in operation in our church services to convict people of their wayward sins and bring them to that place of accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I need him in my life interceding in the perfect accord with the will of God. I need him guiding me into all truth. I need the Holy Spirit in my life. I want the Holy Spirit in my life. The kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you as an orphan. I will send you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was dispatched by Jesus Christ as an essential part of our daily lives. So let's live 2015. In the joy of the Holy Spirit. You say, okay, it says the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. But you said that there was four elements, and I want to show that fourth one to you right now. And it's in verse number 18, for he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. The kingdom of God is different than the kingdom of this world. The kingdom of this world is about what is in it for me. And the nature of the kingdom of God is about Jesus, how may I serve you? How may I be a blessing to you? At some point in time, if you have not got involved in the ministry of propagating the good news of Jesus Christ to this world that is lost and dying and going to hell, the Bible makes it very clear. Not everybody that says they are a Christian, not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, actually has a relationship with Lord, Lord. We need to be out there demonstrating the love of Jesus Christ, demonstrating the righteousness of God, demonstrating the peace of God, demonstrating the joy of the Holy Ghost. And you and I, we have a part to play. We have a role to do it. Did you know that in your body, if just one element of your body decides, you know what, I'm done serving, your entire body could die. If today I woke up and my appendix, okay, I'll say this. If my appendix said, you know what, nobody even knows really what I do, but I am done. I'm going to quit functioning. I'm going to quit allowing things to flow through me. I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to rupture. Nobody's going to notice because nobody pays attention to what I do anyway. Do you realize that I could die because of all of that toxicity that would flow out of that? Today, I want you to know you are vital to the kingdom of God. In 2015, move beyond what is in it for me and allow God to develop in you the nature of his son, Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. You say, well, the pastor's never asked me to serve. Then shock him in 2015. Walk up to him and say, Pastor, God's been dealing with me and he wants me to get involved. How can I serve Jesus in my community? And I guarantee you, the pastor's got a lot more needs in the body that he needs people to serve in than what you are aware of. I guarantee you, if you go up to your pastor and say, I want to serve, he will help to make that a reality in your life. Happy New Year, January the 1st, 2015. Let this be a year of righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit, and serving Christ in a manner that is acceptable to God and approved by men. God, I pray you'd give everybody a great holiday. Prepare us for a weekend where we will glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.